LNB's audio diary for the 28th of September 2023. It is a Thursday and it's just about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I am on my way to a local dollar store. It's the one that is right near the general store. But I don't think I'm going to the general store because I need to pick up some like Tupperware type stuff, you know, one of those disposable plastic container things. Mrs. Bronx is going to a birthday party tomorrow, not tomorrow, but in a couple of days. It's going to be a potluck rather than go out to eat. They're doing a potluck at somebody's house. And it's going to be Spanish food, so she's agreed to make Puerto Rican rice, which probably no one there has had. Now, it's not substantially different than a lot of different, you know, Latin-style rices that you've had, but it's its own thing, and it's quite good. So she's going to make that, and she needs to have a container big enough that, you know, a disposable one that she doesn't need to bring home, because we have large glass containers, but we're, you know, you do that and you never get them back and it's annoying, you know. So rather than invite that sort of discomfort into your life, you know, use something that you don't care if you ever see it again. So that's what I am in the market for, and I'm doing it today so I don't forget, because she's gonna be making that probably tomorrow, and I want to make sure we have it in the house. So that's my little adventure right now. So let's see, what have I been up to? I think it was yesterday I recorded chapter 22 of All He Surveys, volume 1, and today I've been working on my sort of last minute once over of the text for 23, right? So it's all going to plan. It's all going pretty well. I'm pretty satisfied so far. Although I gotta tell you, yesterday was rough. Rough recording. A lot of mistakes that I had to redo. And it was hard. I hope it sounds okay. I hope it didn't sound like I was struggling. It's a long chapter, and or it felt that way anyway. And I felt like it was probably a good idea to just press forward, push, and we'll see what it sounds like when I get into editing. But it'll take a lot of editing just to clean up all the mistakes. Yeah, it was rough. So anyway, that's what I'm doing on that front. Trying to nail down a day that I can get together with the, I don't know if I've talked about this. Have I talked about it? There is a group of RPG players who are doing a real play RPG podcast of Star Drifter. It's not my game. I mean, it's my game, my Star Drifter game, but I'm not the one running it. It's a game called, they're calling the show Among the Stars, and it's available on all your podcasts. I think, you know, they're pushing through to Spotify and all the rest. So look for Among the Stars, and it is a Star Drifter real play podcast, and I've been listening to it for a while. They just today published episode 6. And I've been listening to them from more or less the start. He tagged me and we you know, got friendly and we started talking via email. And finally, he invited me to come on the show, right? At first he was they're going to want to talk to you. All right. Well, I didn't think they really did want to talk to me. But when I did show up on their Discord and chatted, they were super friendly. Don't get me wrong. Super, super nice people. Great, great crew. But I don't think they had a lot of questions for me. I think the host mostly had most of the questions. And they may have talked about it among themselves. And he wrote them down. I don't know how that really went. But It doesn't really matter because they're great guys and they invited me to come on the show. And so I decided I was gonna. Why not? We've been playing a couple of, we had one and there was some technical issues, so we had to replay it. A different outcome this time, kind of an entirely different structure of story this time. But it was interesting. It was interesting playing, and we're setting up a schedule. Still a little up in the air just yet as to whether or not we're really gonna, or when we're gonna get to. We're definitely going to get together, but when we can all get together, because like everybody, they're busy lives. Having to schedule everything is difficult, but we'll finish up that adventure soon, and that'll be fun. So it'll be like I'm guest starring on a show, that's using the Star Drifter setting and rules. So that's pretty fun. That's pretty good. And I'll let you know when. If you download the show now, the latest episode is the first one I was in. And I think you might enjoy it. I did. I had a blast playing. So anyway, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't usually put any show notes or any links and stuff in the show notes, I should say. But I will put a link to Among the Stars, the RSS feed, and everything else in the show notes for this episode when I push it out. So I think it'll be fun. Okay, I'm here. Hold on. Okay, that is the dollar store. I found something good for Mrs. Bronx right off the bat, but I have been looking at the dollar stores in the area for crafting supplies because I do a bit of that now and then, and one of the things that I did recently is I found these tiles. They're stick-on tiles. Did I mention this? I probably did. I'm probably repeating myself. But these stick-on tiles that make very good hex squares for gaming, for RPG, tabletop RPG. Now, I don't have a tabletop group, but I like to, craft. I'm no good at it, but I like to do it. And so I found these things, and I actually made a couple of videos about those tiles, and I intend to do another one when I've made a couple more of them to show how they link together and how useful they can be. So that's on my YouTube channel, which I almost never put anything up on, but there is a YouTube channel. I suppose I could put that link down too, or a link to those videos anyway. But I'm not a video guy, but the phone does video really, really easily and well. So what the hell, right? And I had those things, and I saw them, and I thought, well, these would make very good battle, they're like small battle tiles, like just small tiles you can set down for a moderate size scene. And put two or three of those things down, and that's your game. You don't need anything else. Now, I have a big battle mat. I have a nice one. Never used it. Outside of at home testing and stuff. But the tiles are nice. They work, they work really well. So I thought, I was in the car, and I thought I'd just talk about it. So anyway, yeah, there's that. Well, just now I found a couple of things that might be good for crafting, so I grabbed a couple more things. I spent more than I really needed to, but that's okay. I also got a soda. Did I get my, I got my soda. So let's see if I can do this without making a mess. He does it, and without cracking up the car so far. All right, I'm gonna do that. That's good. Okay. So, yeah. I don't know what else I got going on. I got that game coming up. Got another game that I'm doing. I haven't really been talking about it, but there's another game, Star Drifter game, that I'm playing, or running actually. But that happens this Saturday, I think. Yeah, I don't have my schedule in front of me, but I spent all morning working on it, so there's that. But I'm cooking along on the Star Drifter front. I'm trying to. I really, really want to finish All He Surveys Volume 1 entirely before the end of the year. And I'm hoping before we go into the holiday season. You know, it would be beautiful if it was all done before Thanksgiving. That would be beautiful. But chances are it will stretch out into December. But I really... my deadline that I've given myself is absolutely going to be the first of the year. So, you know, it's got to be done before then. And that way, next year is dedicated entirely to Volume 2. If, now, as I say, I've been working on Volume 2, the writing, you know, and editing and it's the next draft version of Volume 2 all along, and I will continue to, but... right now I'm distracted by other things, so I want to clear the plate, you know, clear my plate of the big stuff, and the big stuff is Volume 1, so when that's done, life will be a little bit less pressing, right? Because right now I have Volume 1 and Volume 2 to do, and I'd like to get rid of Volume 1. That makes sense, right? I'm not just talking gibberish. I don't think I am. So anyway. Yeah, regarding making those videos. Yeah, I do want to do another one. After I've made a couple more of those plates, and I think I'm going to try different, like, try making them a little bit differently. When they're done, they should more or less look the same and be interchangeable, but I want to try making them a little bit differently. I think the first one, it went well enough. It did. It went well enough, but I think it could be easier, and I think using cardstock is probably my best choice. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. What else? That I'll do, and I worked on something a while back, and I started thinking, well, maybe I could do it a different way, maybe I could do it this way, that way, whatever. But I think I'm gonna start up again, and I think I might, I'm not sure exactly where I'm gonna publish it. But it's a serialized thing, and I'll talk all about it when the time comes. Because I, of course, I have nothing else to do, right? I just got finished saying I have nothing to do, right? But if, I'm pretty sure I'm going to start doing this again. And as such, I think I'll try to find a place to publish it. And I think... maybe Patreon is the best place. Maybe Patreon. It's either going to be that or it'll be the Substack newsletter. One or the other. Patreon should be fine because, again, that has a free tier now. You can come and just join. Cost you nothing. So there's that. So I might do that. Or I might do Substack and put it in the Star Drifter, Star Drifter newsletter feed. I don't know if that's a good choice. Feedback, opinions, dear listener, please send it my way. If you have an opinion about which one would be a better choice, please let me know, and I will take it into close consideration. So, anyway, I guess that's it for today because I am home.